It is a very warm welcome back to my good friend Prasanth. Good to see you again.
Always good to be back here.
I know, we're part of the furniture now. And talking of furniture, beds. But first of all, your official title at the moment.
which title are you talking about? I'm kidding.
Give me all of them.
Yeah. So I'm CEO and Executive Director of Kiran Sales Group, which is the manufacturer. We manufacture brands like Lilac's Bedding and Serta. So, in fact, it's actually Kiran Sales trading as Lilac's Bedding.
Okay.
So, that's it.
Perfect. Now we've got that out of the way. All right. Now, I want to go back to the start of Blue Rock Premium Outlets. We've been talking about that a lot over the last few months. So, give us a little bit of history there.
Well, Blue Rock initially started off as a clearance outlet that we were associated with. So what we found was we just didn't want to be another factory outlet. So we didn't call ourselves factory shop. We didn't call ourselves clearance centers. We called ourselves at that point in time a factory outlet and a premium outlet store. And the reason for that was we don't believe in selling products that are demo stock, used stock, graded stock.
Sounds a bit dodgy, doesn't it?
It does. But it actually, we believe that. So everything we sold was brand new and had the full guarantees and warranties in place. There were generally end of range product, sample products that we made, which were which were of brilliant quality, and that's what we put out into the market. So as I said, kind of end of range products, but all the products had their full warranties and guarantees in place.
All right, now, Blue Rock Sleep is something new.
Yes.
I thought it was.
Yes.
So there's a website. It's bluerocksleep.com.
Yes.
Tell us more. Sounds like science.
So we're actually quite excited about this. So we kicked off with bluerocksleep.com, which is actually incidentally just going live now. We have had some challenges with it because we're trying to make it easier for a customer to be able to purchase online. So the biggest challenge is you find online bedding sales are the fastest growing retail category.
In terms of
route to market. People are becoming more and more confident buying a bed online. So an interesting stat was about 54% of all Americans say they'll buy a bed online. And in actual fact, about 38% of them do. That's some of the information that we've received. So we also know we have the luxury of following buying trends that take place globally, especially in America. And within the next couple of years, we should be at those figures as well. And we're starting to notice that people are starting to realize that you can make an informed decision by buying a bed online.
Because from the old, just to interrupt that, the old days means that you had to go along to a bed shop, lie down on the bed with your favorite person, and 10 minutes later, you'd buy a bed. It's not the right thing to do, is it, anymore?
No, it isn't.
It was then, I suppose.
Well, at that point in time, yes, because we understood beds very differently. Mm. We bought based on a feel, and what had happened was people started believing that feel was an indication of comfort. So they'd say to you, choose your comfort, and firm, medium, or plush, and they're three different price points. So you sit and consider, and you think to yourself, well, if they're different price points, it must be an important decision I have to make. And what we've realized is, started off with the best of both creation that we've done, which is a patent pending in the US and patented in Africa and Europe, was showcasing the different support technologies out there. So we've always built a bed based on considering your support first, then your feel. And that's equivalent to your comfort. But understanding that your body can adapt to almost any feel. What your body cannot adapt to is a lack of support. So more often than not, when we're building a bed, we realize that the support and the feel are mutually exclusive. But you put them together, and as a customer, if you're sleeping on a bed, if it feels uncomfortable, you think, well, it's just the feel. And so what's very interesting is to understand that the support is actually the most important part of your bed. So what we're doing at this stage is we've decided to make the journey a lot easier, and we believe that what it's going to do, it's going to ramp up the purchasing of beds online, but also help you make a more informed decision.
Do you think people will be a little bit scared that they're physically not seeing what they're going to buy? In saying that, I mean, people buy things online every single day of their lives, don't they?
Yeah, so you are right. I mean, I've had discussions with people as recent as this afternoon who still said, you know, we'd like to go and look at a bed or feel it. And that's okay. But it's almost like we've been tricked into believing that that's the way to buy a bed. You see, when you walk into a shop floor, feeling the bed is all you'll do is experience the feel. You can't experience support. Support is experienced over time. But support is an awareness. It's an understanding. It's knowledge. So what we've done is we've curated a grid that shows you the various support systems that are out there and what it addresses, and which is, we believe, in our opinion, is better than and where certain support systems would suit you better. For example, let's look at your traditional pocket coil, and let's look at the mirror coil, which is a combination of both that gives us the best of both. Pocket coil is amazing for limited partner movement, because all the bowling ball actually showed us was limited partner movement. But I don't believe it gives you the level of support that the mirror coil gives you. So these are things that you need to understand. So when you go onto our store or log onto the website, Firmidium and Plush is the same price. In fact, we believe that it's just there because it's a subjective thing. What you may feel may be firm could be medium to your partner. And the hospitality industry actually proves this, because you get we supply some of the big 5-star hotels with the largest premium supplier of global hospitality worldwide.
Wow.
Assert as a brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all the Hiltons, in fact, the one and only in Cape Town has got our product.
Beautiful hotel.
Yeah. And couples go there. One says, I like firm. The other one says, I like medium. But they both love the product, because there is no real recipe for firm or medium or plush. I mean, it's just what somebody thinks and what they call it as. But it all has to do with support.
It makes you wonder, you know, somebody stayed at the one and only and, you know, the maid had been in and pulled the sheets off and they saw the name Serta on the bed and they'd have the best night of their life when it came to sleep. Whether that would mean that they'd go out and they'd buy a Serta bed when they went back home?
Well, let me tell you, we get requests all the time. In fact, the hospitality bed that we've got that you find at the Hiltons, I mean, we've got miracle technology in there, and that's one of our probably one of our most successful sellers. And it's not an affordable bed. I mean, it's not extremely affordable. It's got great technology in there, but the value it gives you is phenomenal.
And what kind of lifespan do these beds have?
Well, you know, I was just having a chat with somebody earlier today, and they said to me, Prashant, I want a flip-free technology bed, a no-turn bed. And what's your opinion? And yes, we make all of that. Don't get me wrong. But we've decided to give you what you want rather than to give you what you need rather than what you want. And I said, do you know, traditional springs are the same on both sides. By somebody just putting a layer at the top, comfort layer at the top, and putting nothing at the bottom and selling it as flip-free or no turn, that more often than not gives you, you're buying half a mattress. And it's just something, a new way of looking at things. So on our website, what we've got is you remove the paradox of choice from there. You've got essentially, you go onto another website and there's 100 different products in there. What we've got is we've got one product in there. We're saying, understand your support. And the only thing that changes, influences the price is the support system that you're choosing. And we believe we've got the one of the best ranges of support systems out there that explains to you what each spring system does.
Sure.
It also tells you that what systems to avoid, which we don't believe is our adequate support systems. And then you can choose between single-sided or double-sided, and then your feel. So essentially, a single-sided bed, we believe you should keep for between 5 to 7 years, and a double-sided bed, 10 to 12 years max.
Okay.
And we believe that our beds are designed in such a way where you'd have to change them for hygiene purposes before you did, because there's a lack of support.
All right. Now, the good news here is if you chose a bed online and you still wanted to see the bed or feel the bed, you have a fantastic concept store in Umschlange, right?
Yes.
Unit 7, Outlet Park, 59 Meridian Drive. So you can go there and sort of check it out. Basically, you know, I'm going to buy this bed online, but now I can see it.
Of course.
I can sit on the bed and I can get advice from the highly trained salespeople.
Yeah, agreed. They can come in and do that. So what's happened is there are certain channels that we're the most successful brand on those channels in terms of selling beds. So we're confident about the quality that you're going to get. But you pop around to one of our Blue Rock outlets. We're nationwide. We've got two stores in Johannesburg, two in KZN and one in Cape Town. But we find because of that, people are very comfortable buying their beds online.
Sure.
And delivering through to them. But you've got access to the greatest, the phenomenal support technologies out there.
And you're open 7 days a week, are you?
Yes, we are. We are. So
Sundays as well.
That's great.
Good day to go out and buy a bed with the family, isn't it, really?
Of course. And
family day.
As I said, but the nice thing about it is actually... I'm meeting somebody at the store tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning who called me last night. And the nice thing about it is when you actually understand what you're looking for, and I encourage people, don't just go there. Don't even buy a bed, but just have an idea of what's out there.
Sure.
And what you should be looking for. And if it makes sense to you, by all means, use that as a criteria in order to make your next purchase.
All right. Now then, we've been running a very exciting competition, and we're going to draw a winner now for a queen-size bed. Unbelievable. Yeah. And then in a month's time, another queen-size, and then 2 months from now, the king-size bed.
That's correct.
Which I sleep on.
Yeah.
Obviously. So I'm going to shout T. Hello, T. So, I have enormous power here. See, look, she came.
Yeah.
Women don't normally do that, you know, when I ask them to do stuff.
So am I going
to
pick?
You are. You're the boss. I'm not doing it. No.
Put your hand in and pick.
Okay.
Okay, so it's waffle around in there.
I've been threatened.
He's looking in the bag. I think we better redraw there. Okay. Right, let's have a look here. Okay, this is the winner. We don't do another draw because it's been online, this competition. And can I pronounce the name? Of course I can. It is Claudia Pinheiro. I think I pronounced that correctly. I think it's Italian. I should be able to pronounce that correctly, or Portuguese. Anyway, Claudia Pinheiro is our winner. I hope she's listening.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations, Claudia.
Yeah. Can you tell us about the prize there quickly before we wrap things up? It's a queen-size bed. What is she getting?
Tiara?
It's all right.
Yeah. So she's getting a queen-size base set. I believe... I'm not too sure which one she's getting, though.
Oh, okay.
I just walked in here, but I believe it's
top of the range.
We've given a premium one out of every range that we've got. So for the next three bits, so it's quite exciting. I just don't know which one she's going to be getting.
That's
now.
Incredible.
The first one.
You're a very very generous business. You seriously. Oh, hang on. Oh, she's back. Look.
Okay. Which one?
Here it is.
The queen one.
Which one is this?
Here we go. We're just looking, you see, on the phone here. Modern technology. You couldn't do this in the old days. You'd have to have it printed on a printer somewhere. Okay.
Oh, wow. She's getting the perfect sleeper, this yellow. It's a new range.
Oh, wow.
That we've got, and I think it's an amazing product. It's the new perfect sleeper range that we've got.
So Claudia, well done to you. Congratulations. I hope she's listening. It's always nice for her. Give us a call if you're listening at the moment. All right, young man, thank you so much for being here. You're welcome anytime. You know that. You're part of the family now.
Thank you so much. And
anything you'd like to finish
fun.
Off with?
Well, yeah, that's great. I mean, congratulations, Claudia, and all the best to the rest of you guys that are listening into the competition. It's a phenomenal product that you're going to be winning. And remember, your sleep underpins, your entire wellness is underpinned by your quality of sleep. So just sleeping alone is not good enough. The quality of sleep is important. So pop around if there's any questions you guys have. And it's not even about doing a sale. It's about just understanding what you should consider. And I think it's make a more informed decision, because your bed is literally the most important thing you'll ever buy.
All right. And I'm going to give you those details of how you can be a winner of another queen and a king. Okay. Right here on your favorite station, 88 FM. Thank you, sir. And we'll see you very, very soon.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Have a great weekend, won't you?
Thank you.